Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Restrain the wickedness. Think about what wickedness you know of that you're not restraining. God will hold us accountable. Eli's response was, he loved his sons more than he loved God. Right?
Yeah.
It's proof. Your actions tell what the truth is. God told him what to do, but Eli, hold those my boys, slap on the hand. He should have removed them from office. And I say the law technically says one of them should have been killed. But he didn't do it. We got to do what God says. Don't put your family, your kids, your wife, your church, or anything above God.
Amen.
Eli turned his back on wickedness. Folks, I'm just encouraging you tonight by the Spirit that if you see wickedness and you know it's wrong, say something. Now, that was Eli's response. We need to be like Noah. Look at Hebrews 11:7. Man, this is good. This will make you want to shout. This is what you need to do right here. Hebrews 11:7. And it reads this way. By faith. Boy, that's it right there. I could stop right there. By faith, Noah, being warned of God. He's going to warn you of things not seen as yet. What did he do? Moved with fear. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. What a great response. Thank you, Noah. Noah, say you named after a good guy there. He moved with fear, being warned of God. So when we're talking about these warnings, these things are good. Because God's saying, hey, pay attention. You're going the wrong way. And if we just do what Noah did, we need to fear the Lord. See, Eli did not fear the Lord. He feared his son, maybe. He didn't want to discipline his son, look bad. I don't care. I told my wife, if my son's doing something wrong, I'm going to tell him to his face, rustle him down, and tell him. I'm telling you. Because I read this story many years ago, even before I had kids, and it always stuck with me. I'm like, man, Eli, poor Eli, did not restrain his kids from the wickedness. And they were performing functions in the house of God. We see this. I know I go up to Virginia. I hope they don't hear this taping. But go to a church, and the pastor has his son on the keyboard, and he's a homosexual, playing a keyboard, playing it hard. My point is, I don't think that should be happening. I don't think that should be happening. Yeah, he playing the keyboard can play it better than anybody. But when you're in God's house and you know the sin is there, and that church is decreasing and decreasing and decreasing, and a pastor wife, eventually she died. And then the other guy moved with his dad. They're both in the same church now. But they knew of the wickedness and did not talk. Now, I'm not saying kick the guy out of church. Don't get me wrong. But you're not going to be up here performing functions in God's house and you're living openly in sin.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying. So, but we need to be like Noah. Let's get back to a good example here. Noah moved with fear, and he immediately went about to do what God told him to do. When God gives us a warning and he opens our eyes, I'm telling you, you need to move quickly because there's danger ahead. And if the quicker you move, the better you'll be. Now, we're almost done. The requirement. We already said this, for unto whomsoever much is given, of him much is required.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.